And it is 8:55 on Illinois Public Media. I'm Reginald Herdwick, and joining us on the line is Ellen Dearden with this morning's opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Reginald. And the grains are a little bit lower this morning, except for oats. And the oat market has really been big mover of late. There's not been a lot of news, a lot of talk this week about rumors that China was buying beans. We did see a sale of yesterday of 372,000 metric tons to unknown destinations. And we had another small sale to unknown today on the beans at 120,000 metric tons. This is all new crop listed for today. We did see export bookings, nothing great to write home about on the bean side, but we are leaning toward buys of new crop beans and new crop corn right now. Funds are a bit short on the corn futures, but they're still lightly long on beans. So watch how that money flow goes this week. Today is the last trading day for the week, Friday holiday, 3 days of trying to figure out what these markets are going to do. Right now, we've got July corn futures at 416 and 3/4. That's down 4 1/4. New crop December, 444 and 3/4, down 4. On the soybean side of things, July beans are at 1122 and 3/4. That's 9 1/4 cents lower. November's at 1142. That's down 7 1/4. The meal futures are down $3.50. The bean oil futures are down 175 points. Wheat didn't get much lift out of completely seeing the western part of Europe in a wreck with high temperatures in the hundreds, and also no more rain forecast for another week. We've got July Chicago wheat at 407.5. That's down 5 1/4. July KC wheat down 6 cents. On the livestock side of things, we do have a cattle on feed report coming out this afternoon. And the trade is really looking for extremely light placements, down about 7%, very light marketings all the way down under 90%. Cattle on feed numbers at 102.5%. Right now, we've got the August live cattle at 248.27. That's down 57 cents. We've got August feeder cattle, 366.30, down $1.12. And August hogs at 96.20, down 27 cents. The outside markets have been all over the place this week, but particularly seeing a slide in this crude oil. We're down to a level that we have not seen since before the outset of this skirmish in starting the middle part of March. We've got July crude oil $3 lower at $73.79. Metals markets lower again today. They've been pretty choppy this week. Got the dollar index back over 100 at the September index at 100.42. That's up 0.55. That's a pretty big move coming after the Fed inability to have any real discussion in the post two-day meeting of the Open Market Committee to give any clear-cut direction on things. But let's just watch these grain markets here today. We are lower. Beans have been down as much as a dime. That's been a little bit of a head-scratcher, but the bean oil's been down nearly all week. It's hard to rally beans when the products can't move to the upside. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.